Truthfully, no. I love my little Louisiana town. I feel as comfortable as a telepath can be among the people I know so well, better than most of them will ever understand. And I love working for Sam at Merlot's. I'm a very good waitress and barmaid. My life brings me enough excitement without me having to leave town to get more. Something always goes wrong when I go out of town, I said, trying not to sound whiny. Such as, remember when I went to Dallas? All those people got shot? When I went to Jackson, I got staked, which was pretty ironic since I'm human. And when I flew up to Rhodes with you all, the hotel got blown up. And you saved my life, Pam said, suddenly serious. Well, I said, and then could think of nothing more to add. I started to say, you would have done the same for me, but I was by no means sure that was true. Then I started to say, you would have been okay anyway, but that wasn't true either. I shrugged, at a loss. Even in the darkness, Pam saw me. I won't forget, she said. So we're really just going to see the casinos and gamble? Can we go see a show? I wanted to change the subject. Of course, we'll do all those things. Oh, we do have one tiny errand to perform for Eric. Eric and I are, I'm not sure what we are. We're lovers, and in an unofficial vampire way, we're married. Not that I had anything to do with that. Eric maneuvered me into it. He had good intentions, I think. Anyway, it's not a straightforward situation, me and Eric. Pam is gung-ho Eric because she's his right hand. So what do we have to do? And why do I need to come along? A human is involved, Pam said. You can let me know if he's sincere or not. All right, I said, not caring one little bit that I sounded reluctant. As long as I get to see all the casinos in a good show that I pick. It's a promise, Pam said. As we went up Highway 61, we started to see casino billboards flashing by in the night. Pam had been driving since darkness had fallen. That had been at 5:30 since it was February. Though I remembered February as being the coldest month when I was a child, now it was an eerie 60 degrees. Pam had picked me up in Bon Ton, then we'd gone through Vicksburg to turn north on Highway 61. There were a few casinos in Vicksburg, and a few more in Greenville, but we kept driving up the western side of Mississippi. It was flat, flat, flat. Even in the dark, I could tell that. Nowhere to hide here, I said brightly. Even for a vampire, Pam said. Unless one found a bayou and crouched down to bury oneself in the mud. With the crawdaddies. I was full of cheerful thoughts. What do people do here? Pam asked. Farm, I said. Cotton, soybeans. Pam's upper lip curled. Pam was a city girl. She'd grown up in London. England. See? We couldn't be more different. City girl, country girl. Experienced and well-traveled. Inexperienced and stay at home. Bisexual, heterosexual. She's dead? I'm alive. Then she turned on the CD player in her Nissan Murano and the Dixie Chicks began singing. We did have something in common after all. We saw the first turn-off to the casinos at 2 a.m. There's a second turn-off, and that's where we're staying, Pam said. At Harrah's. Okay, I said, peering at the signs. To find these streetlights, this traffic, and all the neon in the distance in the middle of the Mississippi Delta was like finding out Mrs. Butterworth had pierced her navel. There, I said. We turn there. Pam put on her blinker. She was an excellent driver, and following the signs, we pulled up in front of the casino/hotel where we had a reservation. It was large and new, as everything in the casino complex seemed to be. Since there wasn't a whole lot going on at that hour, several jacketed young men made a beeline for the Murano. Pam said, "What are they doing?" Her fangs popped out. "Chill. They're just going to valet park the car," I said. Proud that I knew something Pam didn't.